Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3, and in Mind Your Business, we look at the SME sector here in Singapore, which there are about 200,000 SMEs in Singapore, and it hires about 60% of our workforce. Now, the Singapore India Chamber of Commerce and Industry is prioritizing aid for small and medium-sized enterprises to help them survive this crisis. They set up an SICCI COVID-19 task force, which aims to help Indian businesses navigate COVID-19 relief schemes, obtain financial aid, stay updated on new developments, and continue upgrading and preparing to pursue new opportunities once business conditions start to improve. We're chatting today to Vice Chairman of the SICCI, Chandra Mohan, who heads up the task force, to get his insights. Mr. Chandra, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Howie. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for asking. So let's start with how long it took to plan and set up SICCI's COVID-19 task force.
Okay, the current board of directors took office on the 15th of May this year. And almost immediately, we felt that we need to set up a special group to see how we can help companies, especially our SMEs, during this time, to help them to survive, to build capabilities, and to grow. And so we set up this COVID-19 task force. It was done fairly quickly and soon after we took office.
Why, though, SMEs in particular?
Well, as you said, Howie, in your introduction, the SME sector is important. They are constitute a huge number of our businesses in Singapore, and they also employ a large number of our people, and I think they are the ones who especially need a lot of help during this time to build resilience, to build strength, and to find new markets for their products and services in the coming months.
So, Mr. Chandra, how will the task force help, actually, with your expertise or financially? I mean, how can SMEs get in touch with you?
Okay, so the first thing we did was that we set up a dedicated email and telephone number, and we sent this to all our members and to Indian businesses that we know. And we've promised them that if you need help and you contact us and you or send us an email, we will reply to you within 24 hours. So that's a promise that we made to the people we know and to our members. Secondly, we have set up this special thing called SICCI Helps. So SICCI is short for Singapore Indian Chamber of Commerce and Industry. So SICCI Helps. We partnered with the banks and private financial institutions in Singapore. And what we've done is we've worked with them to set up special teams, special groups, so that we can refer people who seek help, who approach us, to them. And we've got a special promo code called SICCI Helps, which gives them special interest rates and special processing fees. So that's about, we've got about 16 institutions down there that who are on our list that we worked on so far. And we've also helped work together with another company that is prepared to help micro SMEs. Okay, this company provides help for micro SMEs, offering them from $3,000 to about $150,000 in terms of loans. And they are also giving us special interest rates, special processing fees discounts, so that we hope that through this we can help our micro SMEs as well. So that's the financial assistance scheme. We are organizing a large number of seminars and talks and to build capabilities, as well as to open up new markets for them. We are working with NTUC and IMDA and the Skills Future Singapore to on a webinar on the 19th, which is ensuring business continuity during COVID, which helps them build sustainable skills strategy. Now, which IMDA will be talking about how to help them go digital. And the SME will be talking about what are the key initiatives that they have that can help support businesses and their employees during this time.
Mr. Chandra, how are you finding the response to, say, SICCI's webinars that you're putting up?
Okay, so it's like the one coming up on the 19th, which is this coming Thursday, we've got so far about 150 sign-ups, and we think we will hit about 200.
What are you expecting, though?
I think 200 is a very decent number. The more important thing is, of course, to reach out to as many people as possible. And we will promote our hotline and our dedicated email so that anybody who comes to us through those channels, we will be able to use our business advisors at our SME center to speak to them and offer them one-on-one advice and hold them and help them during this difficult time.
How much more manpower has SICKI needed to deploy for, in particular, your task force? I mean, are you getting any sleep at all, Mr. Chandra?
No. I've got a very good committee. We've got a board which is really all out to help people, but I've got a special subcommittee comprising myself, two committee members, J.K. Saravana and M. Parthiban. And these guys have been really working all out to make sure that we are here to help members and the Indian business community and the SMEs at this difficult time. So we are doing quite a bit. And we've also set up a new thing called Member Help Member. So we've asked our members to say, look, offer your services on a pro bono basis. We'll put it up. And, you know, could be legal, could be accounting, could be corporate secretarial. We just want people who want to offer help, volunteer.
An avenue.
Yes, correct. To come there and say, look, I'm prepared to help people. We're going to put it up and we're going to offer it to other members and say, guys, if you need any help, please look at this and link up with them and get the help you need at this time.
How has the response been then from SMEs that are wanting to help?
Okay. So far, from the time we did the circuit breaker, we've had about 800 calls, right? We've had about 800 calls, of which about 400 of them were fresh calls, right? And most of these queries, essentially the queries were on four areas. One, challenges in raising finance and funding.
Yeah.
The second one was, not surprisingly, adoption of new technologies for a business model change. There was a lot of queries on rental and then how can they get help with rental arrangements at this time. And there were also queries on various budget-related support schemes that had been announced by the government. So these were the four areas where we saw a lot of inquiries. So we were fielding about 800 calls from April the 7th to the 1st of June.
Whoa. What about calls from SMEs who can help and want to help? Have you not seen any inquiries about that?
So far, this is an initiative we've just started. I will be able to give you an update a bit later on about that. But as of now, it's a new scheme we've just started. We are still getting in. We haven't formalized, we haven't put it up on our website yet. But it's a scheme we've just initiated.
We're speaking with Vice Chairman of the SICCI, Chandra Mohan. What about SMEs when they come to digital transformation, when it comes to digital transformation and internationalization? The call for that has been long ongoing, but some are barely surviving at this point. What do you think they can do?
Okay, so the SME center that we have at SICKI is there to help, right? No, we are there. We are a first stop for all SMEs who are looking to build their capabilities, to build their resources, get whatever support they need. And then we've got business advisors. We've got about 13 business advisors. We are there to give one-to-one business advisory services. We are ready to help them understand whatever challenges they need, whatever challenges they face, what their needs are, and then walk them through to see how we can build their resilience, their strength, and then help them internationalize. So we've got an IBD, which is an international business division, which has just been set up. And their function is to help these SMEs to look at international markets, in particular in India, Sri Lanka and Bangladesh, and to grow an external way. So that is also in the cards. We've started the IBD. It will be functional really soon. And then that will be the second phase. So one, we help them build capabilities, help them grow domestically, and then we give them that external wing.
Yeah. Let's talk about the SICCI's webinars. Earlier you talked about the one on June the 19th. What else can we expect from them? You also have one sometime in July.
Yes. So the one in July, the one we recently did on the 13th, were organized together with the Singapore Business Federation. We partnered with them. And this is a way for us to open new markets for them. So the one on the coming up in July is Insights into Doing Business in India. That's on the 9th of July.
Mm.
And the one we did on the 11th of June was turning crisis into opportunity, opportunities in India. So these are introducing our SMEs to opportunities in Indian market, and then introducing people to them to see how they can then, based on this, find context. And we are there to help handhold them through the IBD to bring them to these markets.
How are they responding, though, to this need to quickly digitally transform, to internationalize as well? I mean, we know it's a limited market here. The Singapore domestic market is limited, and internationalization is kind of really the only way to go.
I think it will take some time. I think the key thing now is really to come out of this phase one period for businesses to stabilize, to see where they stand. And I think that will become a lot clearer once I think this phase one stage is over. And I think at that stage, it is really important to be there for them, to help them settle down, build their strengths, and to stabilize. I think that is the key phase that we need to go through.
All right.
And once we pass that stage, the SME Center and the IBD will really be fully operational by then. We can then help them partner businesses in India. We can introduce them to new markets, to new opportunities there, and then we can help them grow. So it will be, I think, a phased approach. I don't think everything will happen immediately, but we've got both the domestic wing, the SME Center, to help them grow domestically, and the International Business Division to help them grow internationally. So it is a one-stop shop to build them across the entire chain.
Mm. Chandra Mohan joining us today. He is Vice Chairman of the SICCI. Mr. Chandra, thank you so much for your time, and stay safe, sir.
Thank you so much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.